with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm. Friday, Saturday, as well as Easter Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Greens, beans, and chicken wings. Be our Soul Food Fest pre-party, May 12th, 7 p.m. at Henry Turner Jr.'s Listening Room, 2733 North Street, featuring blues, gospel, R&B, comedy, and spoken word. Come sample the chitlins from D's Soul Food Restaurant in Plaquemine. For tickets and more information, brsoulfoodfest.com or call 225-802-9681. Brought to you by Humana, WLFT, and Visit Baton Rouge.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
All right. Can't get no connection. Where are you? I'm right here. In 2003, I wrote a whistleblower letter, one of the many. I had written one to Norman Netta. You may remember him, Secretary of Transportation. But I wrote this letter to Senator Feinstein asking for help because the Coast Guard had brought me in to, without any reason, I had brought suit against three federal contractors, Matson, ASM, and MEBA. MEBA is a engineering, it's been around since the 1880s, 1882. It represents federal flag maritime officers, American flag maritime officers. Now it represents international maritime officers, but I had sued those three entities, and lo and behold, the Coast Guard, Lieutenant Commander Tribble, brought charges against me, Lieutenant Tribble, I should say. Then he went away. They started the proceedings. McKenna was the first ALJ, and they brought charges against me and unlawfully prosecuted me for being depressed. And they tried to prove that I was medically and mentally incompetent. There's an article, you can find it, try to find it. There's so much disinformation going on out there. That, you know, people can't find the truth about what's happened to anyone, let alone themselves. But the Coast Guard brought its charges against me, and I wrote to Senator Feinstein, and she is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. She's a member of the Bilderberg Davos group, and she is a member of the Trilateral Commission, those three agencies. she wrote a letter to Nicole Nason, who was the Under Secretary of Transportation, that she was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations as well. She, her husband was also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and was a member of the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader Program. It's a constitutional monarchy that has been in the news, so to speak. The number of these people within our government is astounding. There's more of them than I think more of us, especially now after 20 years. This doesn't go back 20 years. It goes back, 100 years ago, if not much longer. It is the British Royal Crown, the Council on Foreign Relations, is a construct. It was concocted by Cecil Rhodes, and we went into it yesterday. We went and let Matthew Arrett go on the program and say all the reasons why he believes, and he's coming from a great knowledge. He reads more than I do. I don't know how that's possible, but he is a Canadian patriot, and he is focused on how the U.S. government is no longer the U.S. government. And we're being set up, betrayed, in such a manner by the British German Royal Crown, or the British Yiddish German Royal Crown. And they are from Britain. They are from Germany. They are from Israel, or you can call it Palestine and whatever. And from France and other countries in Europe, when the European Union was formed, it became the resurrected, it became the Roman Empire. I don't know how to say it more subtly, but Americans were being treated as that we are lesser than them, that we are just look at me. I was prosecuted for being depressed. And this went on for 14 years. They brought charges against me in March of 2003, and I was not released till 2014. The Coast Guard filed its complaint and then held on to me as the lieutenant went away to law school. Got his law degree, his law bar license, and then took over and became the prosecutor in the case that he brought against me. So no separation of powers, no separation of duties. All this is outlined in their Marine manual or whatever. They're not supposed to bring or involved themselves in a labor dispute, but they did. And this is the end result. the Coast Guard is now a branch of military in the Homeland Security, and it comes under a different version of military law, where it can now involve itself in civilian affairs. Civilian affairs. That's unconstitutional. It's amazing how far we've come. We'll be right back. Going to break.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
And I want to listen. I want to. Yeah. Well, we're back. I was trying to listen to the music and it's bringing back some memories. Bringing back some memories. It's amazing how, you know, I shouldn't have to do research on this. I shouldn't have to find out the truth of who did what to whom. I shouldn't have to discover all this stuff on my own. The Porter Goss was the head of the CIA when this letter was written. Nicole Nason, the Undersecretary of the Department of Transportation, was a Quisling or understudy of Porter Goss. Porter Goss was a CIA member. He was put in charge of the CIA, and he was told he lied to Congress. He basically said that he couldn't even get a job at the CIA, and he'd been a CIA officer for some time. He took over the CIA on behalf of the Crown. The Crown has controlled our our government, our way of doing things for so long. Back 100 years ago, there were other plans put in place that Rockefeller had. It's like, look at the robber barons from the 1800s, late 1800s, and you'll find out that they were robber barons, that they infiltrated, came in, took over the United States government, and turned it back into a royal crown possession. If you don't realize that that is what has gone on, and now we're operating within the new world, not new world order, we are, but the North American Union between Canada, the United States, and Mexico. Biden is the current president. When he came in power, he took all of President Trump's executive orders and wiped them out. Not that we're supposed to live off of executive orders. They only execute or put out policy. They don't change the rule of the law. And even, you know, look at Biden now, who is doing everything he can to change the law as set in 1748, the Spirit of the Laws, Montesquieu, a book that all of our founders looked to. In the Spirit of the Law, it set forth the three branches of government, the three powers, the three great powers, in the legislative, the executive, and the judicial branches. They have now been so intermarried. World War One and World War Two and the Cold War were psyops. We married, you know, after World War Two, we married ourselves at the hip with Germany, and we made ourselves more alike and akin to Germany. Rather than, you know, leaving these countries, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to, do about being tried inside of a military tribunal. There's an article, Room 5150, where I was prosecuted by the Coast Guard. It shouldn't be left up to the individual to prove himself wrong, prove the United States is wrong, because it, you know, we have a Department of Justice that funds the litigation against you. You don't get a right to trial. I had under these contracts that we work off of that are called shipping articles, which are articles of agreement with the United States. And in them, they have a arbitration process that has been corrupted. I tried to bring it back, and they you know, brought me inside a military tribunal. The Coast Guard did, and the Coast Guard is supposed to be a civil service, and yet it brought charges against me for being depressed, seizing medical records. A branch of military was allowed to do this by the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit is, you know, one of the most corrupt agencies out there. You know, I've seen that many people want to go back to the original Constitution. The Constitution has been so perverted. So, there's no reason why a branch of military should prosecute me. If anything, I should have had greater benefits because I was a military officer at the time. They stripped me of this standing and prosecuted me as a civilian. Anybody listening, anybody who cares, anybody who understands would go like, that is putting one guy inside of a military tribunal that was started in 2003 under the first Bush, and then extended under Obama, and finally prosecuted within the military tribunal in room 5150 of a federal fusion center. That people need to wake up to. Look up what these are and really look into them, because they're coming for you. You're next, you know. You don't have to be an officer in the military tribunal, a civilian within a military tribunal. You can just be an average Joe. Because they've taken this case law and they've applied it to everyone else. That's what they've done. I don't know what happens. The British have been running our government for the last, I wouldn't say 100 years, but pretty close, 75, 80, as time has gone on, more and more individuals have been fused into our, you know, forced into our government, that it is more and more beholden to the British, German, Yiddish royal crown. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. At the Capitol, a House committee approves a bill that would give the legislature the ability to end certain portions of a governor's emergency executive order. The measure's in response to the governor's public health orders with the COVID pandemic that placed restrictions on businesses. Some of them closed for good. Bill sponsor and Abita Springs Republican Larry Freeman says there needs to be checks and balances in state government.
We don't have a one branch of government being a dictator, and I don't mean he's being a dictator. I'm using that term loosely. We have a checks and balance system.
Opposition to the bill feel that it would eliminate separation of powers. Would lawmakers ever legalize recreational marijuana? Public opinion has shifted on the subject, with almost 60% of a UNO survey saying they'd be okay with that. States that have legalized recreational marijuana are seeing huge boons in tax revenue, and a bill that decriminalizes weed on a federal level has passed the U.S. House and is now moving through the U.S. Senate. This is news on LRN.
Everybody has a story, a dream. We don't always know where it'll take us, even against all odds.
I was born small. They said I was weak, that I wouldn't make it, said my heart wasn't strong enough. But through the years, I've shown them what heart looks like. Again and again. I've had help. Mom got me the right care and the right doctors from the start, with Blue Cross coverage.
When health issues surface, it's good to know you can rely on the strength of the cross and protection of the shield. Your card opens the door to a large network of quality providers to care for you.
Now, I'm the one breaking hearts. Don't let people tell you who you are. Show them.
With the right card, the right care, you can get back to your story and to making your dream a reality. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana.
Come down for the return of French Quarter Festival presented by Chevron this April 21st through April 24th. Join friends and family along the Mississippi River and the French Quarter in one of the largest displays of Louisiana music in the world, because they just got even bigger with over 1,800 local musicians and over 50 culinary experiences. For more information, visit www.frenchquarterfest.org.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO. 9:90 a.m. in New Orleans, a Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. On 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Yep. We are back. That's such a good song, too. The neocon takeover of America. Police state measures grew swiftly with Ashcroft's Patriot Act of 2001. is a mistake to cost. This is when all I had sued in 2000, and it crossed over, and they brought charges against me in 2003, and they didn't even have charges. They said it would be, determined what the charges were in the hearing process. So they didn't even have literal charges. The hospital where my father died, he's Irish, Knights of Columbus. The involvement within these proceedings, the of all these secret societies, of all of these secret societies, is disturbing, at very least. No one is looking at the occult side that is involved, that the Nazis are involved in, because they are involved herein. Bush, Samuel and Prescott Bush were two of the families involved in war profiteering, funding the Nazis, just like Walt Disney. Walt Disney was one of the individuals who funded the Nazis. Hindenburg gave us great pause when he said, don't involve yourself with the Nazis. We're going to, didn't want us to get involved in the war. But I know we couldn't help it. It's World War One and Two, and as Cheney had said, it was the long war from 1914 to 2001 or 2022, where the wars with Germany. It's sad. It boggles my mind to think of that. The German crown, this goes to the Habsburgs, Liechtensteins, and more, who are involved in all this, who are betraying the flag of convenience. They are royalty. They are, and I've said that ever all along since, you know, these proceedings started, and I tried to get out and get on the radio and get heard and have people wake up and listen, that it's not any form other than royalty coming from the British German crown. Remember, when we fought a revolutionary war, our first war of independence, we may have another one coming up soon. I'm not I'm in no shape to be a leader or any kind of rebel, but I don't know. The Council on Foreign Relations is a British construct. It is housed in London. It is the Royal Institute of International Affairs. It has sitting on its corporate roster, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, United Airlines. It's amazing. Pfizer and BioNTech, two German companies. United Airlines, Caterpillar, all these companies I've, you know, dealt with that are doing everything to finalize and memorialize this takeover. I don't know if there's much we can do to stop it. I hate to say that. The corporation in and of itself is antithem to what our founders and our founding fathers thought of in having American companies, small companies rather than corporations that have no limit, that are they have taken over the United States. These corporations that are beholden to the Council on Foreign Relations, the number of the members of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is a member. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is a member. Pfizer is a member. All these companies and individuals that, like Jeffrey Epstein, is a as individual member, but so is Bill Clinton, so is Chelsea Clinton, so is Hillary Clinton, so is the Clinton Foundation, so is Bill Gates, Microsoft, and Microsoft is a corporate member. You know, it just boggles my mind to think that all these companies, corporations, in fact, have such a tight knit, have created such a tight knit grasp on what it is to rule the world. And they've used rules. They are transferring our sovereignty over to, you know, the North American Union, whatever. If we don't fight now, I don't see there any chance of us being victorious. The British have for 100 years laid out these plans to take back the United States. That was one of Cecil Rhodes' his claim to fame was he put it in his will, and that's what these societies have based as their gospel truth, that they want to take back the United States as the lost colony to the British Empire. He marched in and took over South America and created a country called Rhodesia. Diamond mines, De Beers diamond mines, the Rothschilds, who, you know, they say that they've lost their status. They haven't, but that they the Rothschilds sets the price for gold twice a day. Think about that. One family sets the price of gold twice a day. We'll be back. We're going to break. We're coming up on the last segment. I could really use some help, but I don't think I'm going to get it. I keep shouting out for relief and whatnot. We'll be back.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 AM. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We gotta start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Another good song. All right. That's another good song. And it's interesting to listen to some of these as, what do you call it? I forgot about the term for okay, I forgot it. I can't get it. I could get it, but we're way too long. All right. I don't know what I put out, you know, my plea for help. I haven't, you know, if you can call in to Tucker Carlson, I don't know if he's legit or if he's part of the whole control. He is part of the Cato Institute. I know that's may mean nothing to a lot of people, but it does mean something to me. It's one of these think groups, think tanks that is somewhat conflicted. But even Joe Rogan, I would love to go on Joe Rogan and lay out what has happened to me and how I got to where I'm at. I don't think that'll happen. They want to bury as many of us out there as possible to cover up their crimes against humanity. This would be the Bushes, Cheney's, or Rumsfeld's, PNAC group. The Kennedys, the Roosevelts, the, I don't know, so many. Like, you know, one problem that I have had with Matthew Arrett, not a problem, but he likes to tout Roosevelt, and I like to say no, because he's got 3,700 executive orders or more that he should have known are illegal. He should have put the foot down and said an executive order stating what executive orders are. We've got the Supreme Court, you know, withholding or upholding, sorry, administrative law when it was put into effect after World War II. And, you know, they've piecemeal done this over time. Korean War and Vietnam War and more war. The Vietnam War went 2 years longer than it was supposed to. And that was through the efforts of none other than Colin Powell, you know, who was knighted and who was also a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. You can't ignore this stuff. You have to fight, stand up, focus on what we can do about it. What you turn your back on these people. That's one thing that worked with Dick Cheney. He'd fly into areas thinking he was going to get a whole big fanfare, and Liz Cheney's no better, where people would meet him at his plane with signs like, take your politics home with you and go home to Britain. But they would turn their backs on him collectively, all of them, and it made it very uncomfortable to where Dick Cheney had to leave. These people are not beholding to your way of life. They are not beholding to American values, to freedom, hope, joy. They want a dystopian view of the world enforced upon it in a totalitarian way, so that what is good and bright and positive about the American people will be subjugated. will be put down, will be forever forgotten, as United States of America is forgotten and becomes a memory of the past, or it won't even be allowed to be a memory of the past in this new future that they have concocted for us, that they want, you know, like the North American Union, which is put in place by the Security Prosperity Partnership that was undone by Biden. That's why you don't use executive orders. That's why the Coast Guard is now a branch of military inside Department of Homeland Security, not the Department of Defense, and cannot get out. It's supposed to be a civil service. It is a special branch of military that Admiral Allen, Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Allen, is at NASA through these side agreements and World Economic Forum and, you know, Council on Foreign Relations members to do damage to NASA. He will take it down to where it becomes a military police force. You know, one thing that Bush declared that we will have, and everything of the government is becoming military or police. You can't, to have the Coast Guard turned into, or the Coast Guard Admiral take over NASA. He has 6 honorary degrees. How do you get that? 6 honorary degrees. Wow. It's so much. Snake venom from snakes is what is driving the COVID-19 and the hysteria. Get the word out and look into it. It will blow your mind. So, if you want to get rid of COVID, all you need to do is get anti-venom.
You are my sunshine. This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live WGSO Radio for another brand new season in the paint.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Baby, it's cold outside, and we'll be getting colder. Call the experts at Stevens and schedule an appointment to tune up your HVAC for the winter months. Stevens AC are local, trusted, with a fantastic reputation for service. Count on them to keep you comfortable all four seasons. Stevens offers maintenance contracts, new installations, and repairs, so you never have to miss a moment of comfort. Call them at 504-962-3421 today.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.